Live from studios at 33rd and Burt, time for Live and Local. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining us today. I do appreciate it. Owning a home. It is still considered a portion of the American dream. It's one of the greatest achievements a family can have, the joy of having your own little piece of the planet, and it's not an easy thing to do. Naomi Hadaway is Program Director for Habitat for Humanity, Omaha, and she knows of ways to make it easier for folks that may have found it at one time literally impossible, correct?
Correct. Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for coming on. I do appreciate it. What the first thing I love to get out of the way regarding Habitat for Humanity that some people do not understand, they are not giving away free homes.
Correct.
That
correct.
Is not what happens here.
Absolutely. That's one of the biggest myths that we encounter on a day-to-day basis.
Starts with the sweat equity.
It does. We have sweat equity hours that we ask our families to contribute. That's either on our construction site or in one of our ReStore retail outlets, which is If you don't know about ReStores, you should definitely look into that. We have a small down payment. And then our families absolutely are entering into a 30-year mortgage agreement with us.
Sure. And and we're the so then people listening may say, well, what good does that do? Well, the good is that it's a low or no interest mortgage
Correct.
Agreement, right?
We do have a very low interest rate. Mm-hmm. The other benefit that families have when they come through our doors is that a lot of times other lenders in the open market would not lend to them. And so we have the opportunity to not necessarily look at things like a credit score, but instead look at their worthiness and their willingness to repay debt and their obligations so that we can kind of take away some of those barriers.
Now, Habitat for Humanity doesn't just build homes from the ground up. There's also repair and renovation. Can you kind of describe, give us a 5,000-foot view of the program as a whole?
Yes. So we, like you said, we don't only build new homes. We also take existing homes that just need some rehab. That might be anywhere from a full gut rehab, something that maybe there was a fire, or even just something where we need to do just a couple of little things, flooring or some countertop replacement. But we do rehabs, and then we also do weatherization and home repair, which is an excellent thing for people across Omaha to know about. You don't have to be a Habitat homeowner to participate in the home repair. And we also have emergency critical repair for furnace and ACs. And so you mentioned snow's coming tomorrow, so the furnace repair is probably something that would be good for folks to know about.
Sure. I was really fascinated, though. You and I were having a nice little chat off air, and you brought up something of which I was unaware regarding Habitat for Humanity. And that's the idea of helping people who may be in a home. And the scenario you and I talked about is you're in grandma's home. You were raised there as a little child at grandma's home. Grandma has sadly passed away, and neither parent is there for whatever reason. You're a full-grown adult now. That home may be paid for, but the title may not be in order. And how do you navigate through that? How do you untangle that mess?
Yeah, that's something that we've been really looking at this last year. Because of some part of it is because of redlining, which is a thing that happened in our past not too many years ago, where lenders determined who got to own a home. But then separate from that, exactly what you're saying, Mike, that if a title does not pass correctly from generation to generation, there's no actual ownership of that home. And so if someone comes to us, for example, and says, I need a new roof because mine's leaking, they can't even get access to home repair funds because they don't own title clearly to that home. So that's been something that we've been looking at. How can we increase our impact in Omaha by helping with those clear titles? We're excited about it. We know that there's probably many more stories that we haven't even yet heard about where there's going to be opportunity to help there.
Oh, that's neat. I have to tell you personally, I've been doing research for the interview this morning. I looked at your website, which I, by the way, and the website, just for those keeping track at home, is habitatomaha.org. What a sleek, direct website. It's not really bells and whistles, but it's good looking. But it tells you everything you need to know. So I went to volunteer hours, and what I found very impressive about that is some people may think, I'd love to volunteer, but really just I got a day. I could take a single day, but I can't commit to And you don't have to.
Absolutely.
I love how this website has the date and how many people are needed at that site.
Yes.
And it counts down as people register.
Yep.
What a creative way to do it. Very, very well done.
We have over 12,000 volunteer hour opportunities per year, and we just know that that's important for people, especially, like you said, if you don't have a whole day or if you want something specific, you can also look and see what's going to actually match your sole purpose so that when you're volunteering, you're actually really excited to be there. Not everyone wants to swing a hammer, so there's all sorts of different opportunities out there. But you're right, it is so sleek, and our volunteer management team is fantastic.
Naomi, you are so happy to be in the job that you're in. It's magnificent. What is your favorite part about the job?
Oh, gosh. My favorite part is actually something new that we've just started, which is called the Almost Home Program. And it takes, the 450 applicants that we get a year, we can only serve 50 through homeownership because of our inventory. I love being able to work one-on-one with the families that just need a little bit extra boost to then be able to realize homeownership.
It's fantastic. Well done. And your story, which should be published sometime, is a great story. I'm going to leave that teaser out there. Thank you very much. It's Naomi Hadaway, Program Director for Habitat for Humanity. And the program continues now.